Ready, set, go!
This is the Checkpoint XP Podcast. Check out our international radio show and daily podcast at checkpointxp.com. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Welcome to this soon-to-be-renamed Checkpoint XP podcast on B-Pod Studios, the place to be for podcast discovery. Exclusive, uncensored, and extended conversations from the nationally syndicated crew of the Checkpoint XP radio show. My name's Nate Bender. So glad to have you along. I'm joined by the Checkpoint XP crew, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. And we're going to talk about food today.
Which, if you've heard the show before, should not surprise
you. It should not be a surprise.
Would you like food?
We were going to talk about wrestling today.
But we do enough of that shit.
And I was going to have you guys make characters that I can use in my WWE universe.
This was all a big ploy for you to
get more characters.
I already made one character for you.
I know. These guys didn't.
Nate, I will have you know.
Gulab is the cruiserweight champion currently.
Currently is, yes.
I've already been working on my entire persona and backstory for this character as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to write a backstory.
He's going to do it
anyway. If you're having us make it on stream, we got to tell you about the character we're making.
I'm more concerned with you finding whatever the hell it's going to end up wearing, because there's a bajillion and a half choices.
He's going to wear panties.
This is what I will tell you, is that my guy definitely came from an insane asylum, but he was released.
Because we cut all the funding to mental health institutions.
Thanks, Ronald Reagan. I like it. We may do that next week, but the problem is that we don't have a capture card currently, because Chad took it home.
What a jerk.
Fucking Chad.
What a jerk.
Tisk, tisk.
So we'll probably end up doing that next week. But there's a lot of wrestling that we can talk about. There's a lot of wrestling happening right now. AEW seems to be on fire. I'm watching more wrestling than ever.
We do need to mention real quick Kenny Omega walking out as Sans on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
With Megalovania blaring in the background.
How awesome was that? I mean, did you see the whole lead up video to that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The whole thing is masterful.
Animation straight out of Undertale, sound effects straight out of Undertale. Like,
I bet Toby Fox probably did that for him.
I would not be shocked. I would be surprised that Tony made that.
How many people in the arena flat out do you think either like completely lost their minds, and how many people you think it just went completely over?
I can tell you, I know the exact number. It's everyone except for Tony Schiavone, who was clearly told what to say. He was handed a piece of paper that said, mention Sans from Undertale. Got it.
Sans.
Well, it is Sans, he says Sans. That's how you know.
For sure, he was handed a piece of paper 5 minutes before the bit and said, all right, great.
To be fair, that may have been Excalibur. Their voices are fairly similar.
They really are, you're
so
right.
So it's kind of hard
to tell.
I think
it was Tony Schiavone, but...
I think you're right. I would hope that Excalibur would know who Sans is.
I'd like to think he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, the Young Bucks coming out as Ken and Ryu.
Also very good.
It was a fun Halloween episode of AEW Dynamite.
It's a good night for gaming.
Yeah. So we're going to look to have that conversation maybe next week here on the podcast. But this week we're going to talk about food.
This is Joe's idea.
Yes. So before we get into that though.
Yes.
Reviews.
We always like to have our first segment dedicated to reading Apple Podcast reviews.
I don't have to bust out that one from last week, do I?
Yeah.
We have one review we can read.
Right. Okay. All right.
You guys are close. Right. Right there.
You guys are right on the edge. So make sure that we don't have to yell at you.
Oh, but you know what? If we only got one, that means that Norris isn't doing the diva face paint, because we needed two for that to happen.
Yep.
Yep, you're right.
Womp womp.
You see how to listen.
How even,
you missed it by one?
By one.
Even when we offer incentive for them to be able to do it, they still fall short.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, who's our
two
one?
Reviews.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. A review comes to us today from
Vey Victus.
One of my favorite things from any video game ever.
Good name.
A Blood Omen fan, clearly, who says, when did this come back?
When
A while ago.
Wait, what?
A time ago.
Last I knew, the Celesta episode was the most recent, and then I come back and have a bunch of backlogged episodes to listen to while I work. That aside, the weekly podcast is another slam dunk from the Checkpoint XP crew.
Yeah.
I love the discussion and the topics that come up, and I and have actually gotten me interested in wrestling.
Keep up the good work. I'm so sorry to anyone that we get interested in wrestling, because what a rabbit hole to go down.
Yeah, but like
later,
now,
especially later in life.
But,
wow.
But now's a really good time to get into wrestling.
Is it?
It's the
it
first, is. It's the first good time to get into wrestling in 20 years.
With AEW.
Okay, there we go. In 20 years.
In 20, yes. Since the end of the Monday Night Wars.
Yeah. The last good time to get into wrestling was 1997, about.
That is just about right.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, like, the exciting part about it is not necessarily what AEW brings to the table, because, you know, like, they're a good promotion. They're not great yet.
Right.
But they're a good promotion. They're like a, you know, a strong Ring of Honor roster. Right? But they're packing houses, and I'm all
for
that.
Do y'all see how y'all still were able to turn this into talking
about
wrestling?
Shut up. Shut up, Norris. But here's the thing. Is that, you know, the competition to WWE is what I think is going to make WWE have to raise the level of their product. Already, after one AEW concourse brawl, we saw a pale imitation from WWE.
Yeah, where Seth, worst concourse brawl.
Where Seth Rollins got powerbombed through an obviously fake merch table.
Yep, exactly. As I predicted.
Yes.
Perfectly.
Real merch on the merch table,
for
of
sure.
course.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all of these shirt designs available at WWE.com.
Yeah, WWEshop.com.
That's right.
Yeah, nailed it. Good job, guys.
But clearly, no one was sat in front of that merch booth ever.
Yeah, no, that they built, they put that together 5 minutes before the spot happened, when they were busy roping off the area.
Yeah.
Anyway, Vivictus, thank you for an excuse to talk
thank
about
you.
Wrestling for
yes.
just a moment.
Thank you for the review and for listening to the podcast. We always appreciate it. Make sure that you leave an Apple Podcast review. How do you do that? Well, download Apple Podcast to your desktop or to your phone. And look up Checkpoint XP. You can leave a review on the daily podcast, and also now available on Apple Podcasts, Checkpoint XP on campus.
That's right.
It has no reviews yet.
So go review
it's
it.
It's lonely.
Yeah, yeah, it needs reviews.
Listen to the show and go leave a Checkpoint XP on campus review.
Another thing, if you don't have Apple Podcasts and care not to download Apple Podcasts for some reason, we will also count reviews that are put on the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
If you want to place a review in the comment section of any of our YouTube videos from the same week that we record the show, we will count that as a review.
Yeah. Apple Podcasts won't, but we will.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I want you to do it on Apple Podcasts, but as one who refused to, you know, ever use anything Apple, I understand. So there you go. You can leave reviews there as well.
All right. Well, coming up on the Checkpoint XP podcast,
food.
We're going to talk about food. Stick around. That's coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to the Checkpoint XP podcast, soon to be renamed Checkpoint AFK. We're still working on getting the specifics nailed down for Checkpoint AFK, but it is coming. Trust me.
We promise.
Yes.
Soon, trademark.
That's right. Soon, TM. So, Food.
Food. F-E-W-D.
That's right.
Food.
So, Joe, you wanted to... This was your topic, since my topic got trashed today.
Blame chat.
Yeah, your topic just pushed off till next week.
Right. So I wanted to talk about food, and it's only partially because at the time I was thinking about it, I was holding two boxes of pizza.
And you were smelling that cheesy, saucy goodness.
And okay. I was smelling delicious pizza.
Joe, yes. How are you simultaneously always the best and the worst? Like, you are our lead segment producer.
I am.
And you've came up with some great segments.
I have.
And then you're like, let's talk about food, because food.
Because I love food.
But also, what's a panini?
Yeah,
and a salad fork.
Yeah, it's weird for how much you enjoy food, how little you seem to know about it.
I mean, listen.
Or how much you're discovering about it this late into your life.
See, really, that's the plan behind this. When he says, let's talk about food, he wants us to teach him something.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, what?
No, this is the same
question,
guy.
What question are you bringing to us here on the show?
This is the same person who swears by a propane grill. I'm sorry, sir. You are not barbecuing unless it is an actual open charcoal brick flame.
I got something for you, Joe.
Or wood.
Did you know that the word pizza was first documented in AD 997?
No.
Yeah, well,
I did not know that.
There you go.
By who?
Amerigo Vespucci. Who cares? Let's move on.
Yeah, that's not even in here. So, but somebody.
Yeah. So, one of the reasons I want to talk about this is because whenever we have a modicum of downtime, the conversation invariably returns to food in some fashion. We are all getting older. We are all getting fatter, especially Norris. We've noticed. Don't think we haven't.
That is literally not true.
So I kind of wanted to talk about food and kind of how it relates to gaming, because we do a lot of gaming. It's basically our one major hobby at this point.
I spent the majority of last night, like, as I'm waiting to go to bed, because I didn't want to go to bed super late. I didn't want to be Nate and be in bed by 9 o'clock on Halloween. Right, so I was.
Yeah,
up,
what happened there, Nate? 9:30, we're getting a message saying you're going to bed.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean? You saw how exhausted I was all day yesterday.
I'm glad to see you don't have the flu today. I thought you were getting ready to die.
I felt like it, and I do feel like I'm willing myself through some kind of sickness.
Yeah.
Like there was one day I was sneezing uncontrollably, and I was sure that I was going to come down with something, but you know, I think I'm just by sheer force of will not allowing it to happen, not allowing myself to get sick.
Wow. That's an impressive feat.
It's not easy.
It's kind of a weak mutant power. I'll give you that.
We 15 minutes in and they said shit about food. Joe, keep us on track. This is your topic.
Sorry, Robbie, you were talking about
it. Yeah, so anyway, I was sitting there last night watching Jack Ryan on Amazon, and all I could think was, man, I am so hungry. Already had dinner. Already went through all the, you know, chip, salsa, and cheese snacks that I had. I mean, I was at the point where all I had left was, like, peanut butter and crackers or ice cream. So, we're out of both.
So, you ate all the peanut butter and the ice cream?
Peanut butter crackers. We only had a few packs left the ice cream.
So, you don't keep, like, a emergency, like, meal, right? Because, remember, Nate, you and I were talking about this.
Yes.
It's like, we keep at least this one thing in the house at all times in case of, oh shit, I forgot to go to the grocery store this week.
That's what dinner was, because on my way home, I had forgot that Katie was going to hang out with her her godchildren for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
So food was all on me. So I'm like, oh, I can do that emergency thing. And tomorrow we're going shopping anyway. So
yeah.
Yeah.
But
so,
no,
so we're like on empty in the house right now.
You just keep a meal in the house that is literally like, if all else fails, eat this.
Pasta.
Yep.
That's a good
one.
What
it was too. Yep.
Yeah, mine
chicken, broccoli, and cheese.
Mine is Easy Mac, like Kraft Easy Mac.
Okay, yeah. I got an important macaroni and cheese question for you.
What's that?
What kind of mac and cheese are we talking here?
There's like one kind.
Well, no, there's the blue box, like the classic blue box. There's the deluxe ones that have like the squeeze cheese in them.
First of all,
squeeze cheese.
No, first of all, stop.
Hang on. Any mac and cheese that you're buying in a box that doesn't come with powder is a sin against God and man.
The powdered cheese is horrifically bad.
No, time out. I got to put an end to this shit right now and further educate Joe on the matters of food.
Yes,
first of all, it is Easy Mac unless it comes in anything else outside of a pan that has been baked. Okay.
Okay.
That is the only way.
So anything that comes in a blue box is Easy Mac.
No, anything that's not baked macaroni is Easy Mac.
What are you doing?
Stouffer's bullshit is Easy Mac to me, flat out. All right.
No, I don't think so.
Flat out.
Easy Mac is Easy Mac. Kraft makes Easy Mac. That's the only Easy Mac that that exists.
Is Easy Mac the one you just throw in the microwave for like a couple minutes and it's like already in the bowl?
Yeah.
Is that what Easy Mac is? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm
saying terrible. Why would you eat that?
It's first of all,
it's the emergency food.
Kraft macaroni and cheese is the only macaroni and cheese I'll eat. I grew up eating Velveeta.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And it is the grossest thing. If it comes with squeezed cheese, I will throw up.
And as Norris just said, the emergency meal is that. It's the emergency meal. You don't get to be picky. It's the last thing in the damn house.
Right. It's an emergency. I'm
it's
just
the last
saying.
Thing for a reason.
Exactly.
I absolutely do not want liquid cheese included in 100. My dry pasta.
100%.
No.
Okay.
100%. No. That is either a miracle of science or a sin against God. I can't tell which.
Frequently,
it can be both.
Not both. It's both. Yeah.
It's not mutually exclusive, Nate.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, yeah, Norris, you are someone who eats how to put this
better
healthy. yeah I come from a history of eating Taco Bell no less than four nights a week.
That is horrendous.
Minimum four nights a week, and now I'm getting to a point where I'm having to deal with people telling me like, oh, your cholesterol is too high, oh, you're gonna die in 2 years.
That's
if you don't
your
knock
doctor
it off.
That's your doctor.
It
Joe.
Is my doctor. That doesn't give him the right to say shit like that to me.
Yes it does.
You literally pay him to.
That's true.
Anyway
what I'm trying to get at is, help me.
All right. So listen.
I am going to die in like 2 years.
All right.
If I keep
first of all, here's the main thing you got to understand, right? Because as you say, we're all gamers. So we want to make sure that we can eat things that require minimal time and effort.
Oh,
in order
that's
to be
really
able to
what
eat.
It comes to, man.
Right? Because you want your meal prep to be as quick and painless as possible.
You know, yes. You know the meme where the dog brings back the frisbee and goes, no take, only throw?
No cook, only eat.
No cook, only eat. There you go. There you go. Oh. So here's the main thing. You want to be able to eat three meals a day and do small meals, and then if you need to do
two if you're saving money.
Two if you're saving money, and then do some intermediate snacking, okay? Here's the main thing. Number one, morning time, breakfast, the most important meal of the day. Joe, you know me.
You're going to get real mad when you find out.
I know don't none of y'all eat breakfast.
I started eating breakfast.
And that's why y'all be fucking up,
I
okay?
started eating breakfast every day.
Breakfast is important.
It's so cereal.
That's wrong. Here's the main thing, all right? If you want something quick, just boil a couple eggs. Good source of protein. Bam, it's done in 10, 15 minutes. Or even scramble them even faster. Bam, 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 bam. Couple pieces of toast. You good, at least till lunchtime. Now, if we're talking about something healthy, low maintenance, okay? Something very quick and easy to do. You take you two chicken breasts, you salt and pepper. You ain't even got to do nothing special, all right? I'll do something special. That's how I like to cook my food. But bam, two chicken breasts.
Yeah, but I'm plain, so apparently I don't deserve special. Got it.
It's true.
Okay, great.
So you bake them right quick. You make you some pasta, olive oil, salt, pepper, maybe a few other select spices.
Hold on. Did we jump over the fast part?
That's fast.
Quick.
20 minutes.
There was like 15 steps in
that. No, 20 minutes.
What is fast to you? Easy Mac.
20
minutes.
That's a little bit too slow unless I can get Katie to do it for me.
No, here's what I was told by my grandmother is that if it takes less than 10 minutes to cook, it's probably not good for you.
Hmm. All right, I'm sorry I asked Norris. Nate, I need your help with
You
Why
ask
would you
Nate?
Ask me?
Are you serious?
Why would you ask me?
Oh, he seems to enjoy his food a lot.
I mean, I do enjoy food. That is true.
He's also the fattest.
That is also true.
Okay, so Robbie doesn't eat food. Nate eats terrible food. And Norris takes way too long to cook food.
I'm going to tell you what I do because I have started eating better. I'm actually saving quite a bit of money because I'm not eating out not nearly as often. Mm. And this is what we do. So when we go shopping, we get us a bunch of pasta stuff, right? And,
okay.
And pasta normally takes, especially if you're baking it in the oven, the stuff that we got, 60 plus minutes.
Yeah.
So here's the trick, Joe, because
you're buying a Stouffer's lasagna and throwing it in the oven, aren't
Katie
you?
Katie gets home before I do. So yeah. I call her when I'm about ready to leave. I'm like, you put it in, I'll take it out. By the time I get home, there's like 10 minutes left on it. So I just got to take it out and it's ready to go.
So basically what he's saying is
get Sarah and Rob to
have a wife. Or a maid.
I get home first every day. I always have
dinner. All right, then I have bad news for you. You're the wife and the maid.
You don't know how right you are. Someone help me.
Well, obviously you'd be hiding from ants and shit.
Yeah, that's true. She kills all the bugs.
So, but to be perfectly honest, to answer your question, is that straight up, and now see, that's 60 minutes. The meal I told you takes 20, you know, 20 to 25.
Yeah, but I don't have to do that 60 minutes.
Yeah, you do, because you are spending still the 60 minutes without the food in your belly.
I'm in the car regardless.
Doesn't matter. Are you eating?
I couldn't even.
Are you eating?
I couldn't even do your 20-minute thing where I am. So it's moot. It's a moot point.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. All right? The whole point is that if you're trying to eat well and healthy, fuck with me. All right? Flat out. I'll give you my recipe book. I'll give you my recipe book. All right.
Okay.
And I'll share this with you. Okay. This is only for
you.
People.
Have an actual recipe book at
home?
Yes,
I do.
I want to picture that in social media as proof.
Okay. Right. I'll show you.
You gotta show some of the pages too. I want you to go buy a notebook and write Marcus's recipes.
No,
on it.
No, no, no.
And the whole thing's blank.
No,
it's
but
clearly
it's
a death note.
No, it's his dessert book.
That's the dessert book. Yeah.
It's
stuff that, like, you know, like my grandparents and stuff and my mom have taught me over the years that I wrote down, you know? So I'm starting
to. You're just
going to
pass
more.
It on to the white kid?
Well, Joe really needs it.
All right.
Like, straight up.
I do,
like,
need the help.
Joe really, really needs it. Like, I have faith in you, Robbie, because you have Katie and you know, you guys represent a very cool partnership.
No, we're descending into hell together.
That's fine. But that's fine. As long as you know you're doing it together.
The amount of times she's woken up in the morning and she's like, I'm hungry. Can we go get something to eat? As she's eating candy? Yeah.
She's wolfing on a Reese's.
Yeah. She's honestly probably worse than you, Joe.
Listen, as long as you guys are doing it together, that's all that matters. And Nate, at least Nate knows that.
How to cook?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nate knows how to cook. So I gotta save Joe. All right.
Yeah.
This is my solemn vow, Joe, that I will save you from the depths of poor diet and
from the chalupa
habits.
Cabra.
Yes, from the chalupa cabra.
You
I
know
will
what?
Save
I
you.
Haven't had Taco Bell in a long time now, but
you think about it.
Chalupa does sound pretty
you
good.
You think
right
about
now.
It. Right.
Well, as you are sitting here and basically, you know, handing him your recipe books, you know, you're having your moment in the Lord of the Rings, my axe, my sword, my bow, right? I will pledge to be the other side of that coin, Joe.
You're gonna bring me donuts every morning?
No, but oh. I'm gonna inspire you. Like that chalupa cabra, man, that's probably delicious, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How long has it been?
You're the worst.
No, it's not smiles and cries. You gotta know what's evil in order to know what's good.
Oh, but evil tastes so good.
It do.
I'm gonna die at 35. It's gonna be his fault.
Oh, you think you're gonna make it to 35?
No.
If you make it to 35, I failed you.
Okay, great.
I'm
can't
just
wait.
Saying, man, when I come through here, okay, with my winter cook foil wrap dry rub ribs, okay, that I can make without necessarily having to go outside and use the pit.
And I come in here with the dollar sugar cookies from Walmart.
Where you going?
Oh, the ribs.
He's going to eat both of them.
Well, to be fair, yeah, both.
He's going to eat both. To be fair, I'm eating both. But straight up, you know, cooking is not hard, especially for nerds. Maybe that's what I'll do, because Echo Revelation is saying I'm going to publish the recipe book. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll do cooking for nerds, okay?
See, I agree it's not hard. It's just time-consuming, and I'm lazy.
It is. It's time-consuming. It's labor-intensive.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, we get home at 7, and we know we have to be into work the next day. So I look at it, I'm like, all right, I got 5 hours before I have to be in bed, and I want to waste, you know, how much of it cooking?
That's the big one.
Wait a minute. You guys get home at 7. You have nothing else to do for work.
I mean,
got games to keep after work.
I have another 3 hours worth of post production to do, and I figure out how to cook most nights.
See, I'm with you, Nate. It's not that.
Come
it's
on.
Not
and
that
you
labor
also
intensive.
Only play one game.
That's true. That's true.
So?
Also, our job are games.
No. Also, he doesn't deal with girlfriend aggro.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, but that should
girlfriend.
Help you cook.
It
yeah.
does not.
That should help
it
you
does
get
not.
Food done.
It does all the time. It does not.
But it should is
all
what I'm
times,
trying to get at.
It does
at.
Not. Because yeah. sometimes, first of all, sometimes you come home, and right? And Nate, you go home, you say, all right, bet. I got the salmon. I got the teriyaki. I'm going home making the teriyaki salmon. I'm going to make me a bed of rice pilaf or something like that, right? Easy decision. We go home, and it's, hey, babe, I'm getting ready to cook the teriyaki salmon with the rice pilaf. But I don't know if I want that.
I got you. See,
Then take your ass out and go get you something.
We have long had to establish Saturday or Sunday when we go grocery shopping. We write out all our meals for the week. That's what's for dinner every night. If you don't like it, figure out your own dinner. That is how we've had to go about it.
That's what we've started doing too. Mr. Blink says, I'm telling you, if guys are just meal prep, you take plenty of time. Do it on Mondays. It only takes 5 hours. Who has 5 hours in one day to dedicate to that?
Mr. Blink, I'm going to tell you right now, none of us got 5 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
No. None of us got 5 hours, and none of us had kids. So think about that too. So the thing is, cooking for nerds, we can make this very quick. What I'll do is I'll come up with a 5-day meal prep plan, okay? And I will break this down, and I will bequeath it on to Joe, and I'll say, Joe, in a week, I want you to try Norris's Cooking for Nerds 5-week meal prep plan.
This is going to be a good Twitch show.
All right.
Jesus.
And we will see how it goes, because I got hella recipes that you can make like that.
Norris
will
be the Rachel Ray of gaming.
Yo, you fronting like it wouldn't knock, all right?
Dude, I want Iron Chef Gamer. I'm into this.
Yo, I'm telling you, all these meals are
Dorito
meals.
Dorito crusted salmon.
Dude, all these meals are meals that are based on, first of all, absolutely not, that are flavors that gamers will enjoy, that are also very quick and simple and easy to make.
You know what you guys just reminded me of is so obviously we know the whole craze from Instagram, people taking pictures of the food, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I stay with the food porn.
I have someone on my Facebook who takes a picture of his dinner every night, and it's not even fancy-ass shit. Like, he did Easy Mac, and he threw, like, some chicken fingers in the oven, and he has taken a picture of it with, like, a thing of ketchup squirted next to it on a fucking paper made plate. I'm like, what? Why are you showing this off? Is this a cry for help?
Hold on, dog. Cause straight up, man, I'm gonna have to regram.
Do not say this guy's name, please.
No, I'm gonna have to regram some of the stuff that I've posted of my food from back in the day. Cause listen, here's the thing.
Why would you Instagram pictures of food that you didn't make yourself?
No, that I made.
Oh, that you made.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no.
I've done that. I've shared pictures on social media of something that I made.
Yeah, if I'm proud of a meal, I've never
gotten a meal served to me and been like, oh, I need to take a picture of this.
Hell no, that's some bullshit. What is that? Is that a Hot Pocket?
That looks... That definitely looks like any meal I had before I was 10.
That's not the type of thing you want to show
off.
I mean, look, good on you for actually cooking and making yourself a meal, but don't be showing that to
people. But straight up, here's my objective with the Norris Howard Cooking for Nerds 5-day meal prep plan, okay? Here's the objective. Not only are we saving Joe's life, okay? But the objective is for you to be able to take these meals. One, they'll be very Instagrammable. And two, there are things that you will be able to put on your Tinder profile in order to boost yourself, right? Because here's the thing, all right? We all out here, some of us are single, and we all want things to be able to say, all right, I'm a fully formed and functioning adult. Number one for me on the top of that list is, can you feed your damn self? Okay.
You know what?
I've never bragged about my cooking on my dating profile.
Yeah, maybe try throwing a couple meals
and prepare. Maybe that might change your fortunes, Nate.
Because if you can get just one person who's hungry, just one person who's like, you know what? He looks like a foot, but...
You know what?
That dinner looks great.
I feel like when you do that, like when you put something like that on your dating profile, like people expect you to literally always be in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, Nate, guess what? If you ain't a snack, you better know how to make them.
So, can that be the new, like, motto for Bumble?
If you ain't a snack, you better know how to make them.
We're putting that on a t-shirt.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
See, like, this was with a really shitty camera, so it's not that good of a... Oh, damn, I got all kind of contraband in this picture. I should take this down.
Great, thanks.
Yeah, let me not regram that one.
Anyway.
No, so, but see, like, look at that. That's my breakfast, comparatively.
Yeah, that's Instagrammable, for sure.
Instagrammable, dog.
And it ain't on the paper plate, so that's nice.
Yeah, because, you know, I have real dishes like a grown-ass man, okay?
Oh, yeah, we had to have that argument when we moved in together.
You didn't have dishes?
No, we did have dishes. I also wanted to have paper dishes. They weren't... My roommates were
No, you keep paper dishes.
You ain't got to wash paper dishes.
Yeah, what? Yeah. You can trash them.
You're supposed to have both.
Yeah, why not both?
That's kind of what I said.
You, the people who live there, eat on real dishes. And when you have guests or a party or something, or maybe
you're eating hot dogs.
Yeah, or you're eating some bullshit that you don't want to waste a real plate on.
Please, I would love to see the scenario where, like, you and Latasha come over, they're all eating on regular plates, and they give you two paper plates.
No, that's not what I mean. I'm saying, like, if you have guests, everybody's eating
off
of
you. Okay, I gotcha, yeah.
Because first of all, if I see them eating no real dishes, and you give me a paper plate, I'm never coming back. That's like a red wedding level betrayal to me. Like, you're supposed
and
to share
a little racist.
You're supposed to share, like, salt and bread with me, dog. Like, come on. You can't give me paper plates. Fuck out of here.
Oh, Walter Frey definitely gave them salt and bread on a paper plate. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know about that.
That should have been their first clue.
Yeah.
Right. Hold on. Paper plates? What the fuck?
We are about to die.
All right. Well, coming up next on the Checkpoint XP podcast, more food talk here on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP,
esports and gaming radio.
CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to the Checkpoint XP podcast on B-Pod Studios, the place to be for podcast discovery. Some other shows to check out on B-Pod Studios, Geek Culture Congress, as well as Nerd Radio, two shows you can also find live over on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Subscribe to their podcasts over at bpodstudios.com. So we're kind of winging it this week here on the podcast. Joe has demanded that we talk about food.
And we're going the other direction this time.
Okay.
I'm sick of talking about healthy food. It's the worst thing you've ever eaten. The worst thing you've ever... For you. The worst thing for
you. Okay, I was about to say, the worst thing for me... Oof. I mean, I was a...
Jesus.
I ate a lot of ramen in my day.
I still...
Yeah, no, the
ramen.
Worst thing you ever ate that was like you really enjoyed, though. Like, I like ramen fine, but like...
Yeah, no one truly enjoys
ramen. You don't love it.
Ramen.
Right. I mean, it's like, okay, I paid 10 cents for this, and I'm happy for that.
Right, yeah.
I'm a huge proponent of Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Can I change my answer? I think you're right. Oh, my God.
Five Guys, there's no way that that's healthy for you in any way, shape, or form.
No,
not at all.
Not at all.
Like, but they cook it in peanut oil. I don't know that that makes it healthier, first of all.
I don't think that's
actually a selling point. And no, it's way worse for you, if anything.
Yeah,
as opposed to lard. Nah, dog.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's terrible for you.
No, it's terrible.
Man, but you know what? Some Five Guys fries right now, so they're Cajun fries.
I can't do their Cajun fries. I cannot do their Cajun fries anymore.
Really? And you like spicy.
I do. Well, it's not. It has nothing to do with the spiciness. It has everything to do with the fact that I got real sick from Five Guys one night.
You tasted them twice.
And I had no. I didn't.
Oh.
I had ordered the Cajun fries and only finished about half of them. And I forget what I was playing. I was playing something, and I went to go lay down because I didn't feel good. I ended up going to sleep, go to clean up the, you know, my studio the next morning, and that half of the Cajun fries were still sitting there. I could not get that smell out of the studio for 3 fucking days.
That'll do it.
It was horrible. Oh. And every time, because they, like, it was old Cajun fry smell.
Right. So, it didn't smell like fresh Cajun fries.
Right. It didn't smell appetizing or good. It just smelled like... Ugh. It was really...
It smelled like ugh.
It was really bad. It was really, really bad.
You know what I like to do sometimes? Because I eat a lot of chips and dip and salsa and stuff, right?
What kind of dip? What's your dip of choice?
When I can find it, I once got some mango, like, salsa dip.
Ooh, yeah.
That was...
I've had pineapple salsa. That was pretty good.
Man, I can't even... express into words how delicious that was, but I haven't been able to find it since. But yes, tortilla, and I like the little scooper ones, right? So you can get a lot of like cheese and stuff in there, of course. Yeah. So anyway, What do you do when you get to the bottom of the bag where there's still a decent amount of chips left, but there's nothing that you can actually scoopable?
Right. Now it's all crumbs and shards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what I do at that point is I just get myself a bowl. I dump all of the shards and the crumbs and whatnot in there. Then I add my cheese. I add my salsa. I add sour cream.
You eat a cereal.
And then I call it a nacho salad, but essentially,
it's a cereal.
Yes.
No, you have chips and dip cereal.
And then I like to sprinkle in like shredded cheese as well and get that melted.
See, here's
there,
the thing. There's nothing.
It's basically just spoonfuls of cheese.
But there's nothing
crunchy
about
cheese.
That is different from what you actually eat.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just the method.
But the method in the form factor just sounds so disgusting.
Yeah. I'll give you that. Yeah, but that's pretty. It sounds pretty gross in the
abstract. And look, I'm telling you, when you're actually doing it too, like when you're scooping it up, it doesn't look appetizing either.
Not at all.
But it's so good.
I think the thing that I eat that is the worst for me has got to be Braised hamburgers.
Easily.
They have to be.
So, if anything, less healthy White Castle.
That's exactly what it is. There are places like Braised that are dotted all in the Metro Detroit area. Hunter House is one. Tellway.
That's
a good one.
I'm trying to think of another. There's a bunch of them. There's tons of them. But it is sort of like White Castle sliders. Very thin meat patties.
Yep.
Cooked in the onion.
Yep.
Two slices of pickle, ketchup, mustard.
Yep.
That's
a burger.
And you eat 12 of them.
Yeah. Generally, when I order them, I only eat four.
Yeah.
Like, I'll order six and I'll eat four, save two for later.
Mr. Blink says, I've actually never had a White Castle.
I haven't either. Never had White Castle.
What?
How have you never had White Castle?
I'll tell you why.
What?
Because I heard about White Castle before I tried White Castle.
Let me tell you this. You've ate worse.
Maybe.
No, for real. In terms of messing with your stomach, I guarantee you, you've had
tell
worse.
Tell you what.
Not intentionally.
The problem.
Did you stop at the Wendy's near my house?
No, I don't eat Wendy's.
No. I was going to say. Yeah, if you've eaten at that Wendy's, you have definitely eaten at a grocer.
Maybe, but here's the thing. Never intentionally, never knowing what I was getting into.
No, but here's the thing. I think the reputation of White Castle burgers is grossly overblown. Straight up.
Yeah.
Because I eat White Castle burgers and I am perfectly fine. My pops eats White Castle perfectly fine. My mom eats White Castle perfectly fine.
You can't eat them on a regular basis,
no,
though. They will kill you.
Absolutely not.
They will kill you.
Yeah.
But
just like Braised, I'm sure one day it'll be a Braised hamburger that clogs my artery that will lead to my ultimate demise.
But dude, if you ate White Castle once every 4 months,
you're fine.
You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
But the difference is that you're never put into a situation where you really want a burger and White Castle's the only choice you have.
I've actively chosen to go to White Castle. They're delicious.
That situation is called one in the morning, usually. I mean, you can go to McDonald's, but I'd rather eat White Castle.
No,
than
you
McDonald's.
Know what?
Yeah.
There's a Denny's somewhere.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I don't want to go sit down
to Denny's.
No, I'm not going to Denny's. Sorry about that.
No way. I'll run through the White Castle drive through.
I had a grand slam that literally gave me food poisoning.
I'm gonna put a question out to the floor. All right, most overrated fast food place, most underrated fast food place. Go.
Oh God! Okay.
I don't really.
I know you don't really eat fast food.
I feel like I have to abstain.
But
underrated, I'm actually gonna go Culver's because the Culver's back home
okay.
at Birch Run. Actually, their fries top notch.
All right, Culver's.
I can't eat Culver's.
I love Culver's.
Okay, overrated. I'm gonna go Wendy's because they food poisoned me three times in a row at three different locations.
Wendy's is like my baseline fast food place. Like, if I'm like, fuck, I can't think of anything to eat, I'll just go to Wendy's. But,
And I really love
overrated,
their social media.
No, I'll say this. Overrated In-N-Out Burger. Flat out. Over-fucking-rated. It's overrated.
See, because that's a regional thing, I wasn't gonna go there. But when we went to In-N-Out, I wasn't
overrated. Overrated.
Jack in the Box is overrated.
Overrated.
Yeah.
I agree. Overrated.
Yeah.
Period.
Man, the entire rest of the U.S. is going to be coming over at the Midwest swinging at us guys.
I don't give a damn. Dude, because, okay,
hold on, how do we get the East Coast after us, too? What are they like over
East
there?
Coast specific? Well, White Castle's very East Coast, too.
You know what? Your clam chowder sucks.
I'm with you. Fuck right. Clam chowder.
Yeah. What? Oh, I love clam chowder.
Yeah.
I've had Whataburger. It's
not
all right.
Turtle sandwich says, whoa, Robbie, slow the fuck
down. No, here we go. Yeah. Whataburger, whack. Okay. What else? Wahlburger, whack.
Wahlburger okay. is not very good.
All right.
You know what? Let's not forget the Canadians.
Hardee's.
Tim Hortons?
Tim Hortons. Whack. Ultra whack. Ain't nobody trying to have no pea water coffee.
Oh, jeez.
I hate Tim Hortons.
Yeah, Tim Hortons is
not
very
great.
Okay.
It's not
all
great.
All right,
yeah.
Flat out. If we talking about fast food burgers, all right, number one, I'm ruining all our potential sponsors. straight up to me. Five Guys, tops, even though I wouldn't call it quote-unquote fast food. I could go there and leave in 10 minutes.
No, that's fast. It's fast.
So fast food.
That is fast food for sure.
If we're talking about the top fast food burger, Five Guys, period. Period. Culver's is also.
It's Five Guys or Shake Shack. I like them both an awful lot.
Shake Shack. I forgot about Shake Shack. Yeah. Damn it.
All right, hold on. The Real Hot Chili Pepper in the chat says, so us Brits are fine then sweet. Don't worry, I got you.
Oh, Nando's?
Hold on. The Meat Shack, whack. Bergsy's, whack. Brighton Burger, whack. Burger and Beer, whack.
Wait, no, stop.
Meat Buster's
stop.
Burger Bar.
No,
no,
burger,
burger, no.
Burger
roll
and
that
beer.
Back. Burger and Beer is, sounds
no, not whack.
Mad acceptable.
I haven't tried any of these. I'm just trying to
burger
offend as
beer,
many people as I can.
Burger and Beer, not whack. Nando's is not whack either. So, all right. The UK fast food, because they have laws.
As long as they're not boiling their meat, then I'm fine.
Yeah. So, all right.
Most overrated fast food?
So that's
Chick-fil-A.
Overrated.
Only because I want to take another shot at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I've never eaten at Chick-fil-A. Now,
I've had tater tots from there once.
Now, underrated.
All right.
Underrated fast food places. Fast food places that you actually think are underrated. And because it's regional to me, Raisin Cane's.
Quiznos went out of business. For sure. No, they haven't.
No, not yet.
There's still one
pretty
in
close.
The Las Vegas airport. it's the last holdout.
Raisin Cane's, man.
Big that fan is, of Checkers.
Ooh, Checkers.
Do you love Checkers?
Checkers, yeah. Yeah. But see, Checkers is too damn expensive for not enough food.
Yeah, well, yeah, the fries are the culprit there. You don't get enough fries for what you pay.
That's
for
true.
Sure.
That's true. But yeah, I'm going to say Cane's because they only do one thing, which is chicken fingers, and they don't need to do shit else because the chicken fingers are that damn good. So that's what I'm going to say is underrated.
You know what place I'm not a big fan of, but I go anyway? Is Baskin Robbins, no, or Red Robins, because they got the pretzel bites with the beer cheese. I could go for those alone.
I can't do Red Robin.
I don't like
cheese.
Red Robin.
I can't do Red Robin. I'll say
cheese.
This. I've eaten a lot of A&W in my life, too.
No, I'll give A&W. A&W.
I love A&W.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Eating a lot
do
of
they
A&W.
Have those elsewhere? Is that a Michigan thing?
They're everywhere.
Really?
Are they?
Yeah.
You guys just
reminded that was,
me.
I thought that was kind of a distinctly Michigan
no,
sort of thing.
No, A&W's everywhere.
Okay. Oh,
you guys
okay.
just reminded me. I got a message from a friend back home that one of my favorite places was a little it was a deli slash pizzeria in like in smoothies called Victor and Merrick's. Mm-hmm. Every single thing on their menu. I've had one of everything at least, and it was so good. Apparently they closed down.
Damn. Sucks when your local Greasy Spoon closes.
Yeah.
It was actually all really healthy stuff too.
Speaking of local, like sort of kind of somewhat fast food, Olga's.
Olga's Kitchen.
Olga's Kitchen.
Olga's.
Olga's Kitchen is pretty good.
They changed their menu a few years ago, and I don't like it as much, but there's still some really good stuff on that menu.
By the way, just as we were talking about the most unhealthy things we've ever eaten, I had to go look up the stats on it because I didn't know. I used to get Cold Stone a lot, and they have a milkshake there, a peanut butter and chocolate milkshake.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, every time I put one of these down my gullet, which is more than often than I'm happy about, 2,010 calories.
Jesus.
Whoa.
131 grams of fat, 68 of which are saturated.
You might as well have just ate a stick of butter.
And 153 grams of sugar.
Man. Oh, my God.
That
a stick of butter dipped in sugar
would have been healthier.
Yeah.
Would have been a better choice of food to eat.
That's insane. Ugh.
That is horrific.
I'm getting a stomachache just thinking about it.
I used to have like two of those a week.
Ooh.
What?
Come on.
How are you not the size of me?
Yeah, we had a Cold Stone right next to Laser Quest, so I used to go all the time.
I'd much rather go to the DQ anyway.
These days, I do eat a lot of DQ.
Yeah, much rather.
Like, if I go get ice cream, not too often anymore.
Straight up. Actually, you know what? Here's the thing. Y'all remember Hudson's, not Marshall Fields, not Macy's. Hudson's.
Yeah.
Right?
So, one in Oklahoma.
Yeah. There was one in Northland that had a yogurt bar near where you could buy bedding and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was in the basement, and that was the best yogurt bar in like all of Southwest Michigan.
Really? The best burrito place was in the back of a liquor store.
Yeah.
In Detroit for like the better part of 5 years. And then they were like, all right, fine, we're going to get our own place.
Yeah.
It's amazing how often stuff like that happens. Yeah. It's just like, I can't afford to like buy a place to sell this, but I do make pretty good food. So. Yeah.
Dude, there's a burger joint in a gas station in Dearborn, Michigan right now.
Where was I recently?
I want to say Ford Road and Wyoming, across from the drive-in.
Yeah.
It's inside a gas station, and, like, they get rave reviews. Like, Eater sent some people from New York. I think Esquire sent some people there.
Interesting. When I was in Chicago around Renaissance Fair, they had a pizza place that was in a gas station that was just incredibly well-reviewed. And I'm like, it's a gas station.
Yeah.
I don't want gas station pizza. And they're like, no. You don't get it.
Is that the one like near Birmingham?
No, I mean, this was in like Chicago, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. But the thing is, I think every town or every place has sort of a very dubious place to eat at that literally is just lights out.
It's almost a spot.
Right.
You can't tell people
where it came from. You just have to make them eat it first so they know what it tastes like.
Exactly. You just got to take them with you.
Or you got to take a chance.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta take a chance. I went to that gas station burger place, and I just had to take a chance
every time.
Every once in a while, like I'm very much a creature of habit, right? So I've got my places that I go, but every once in a while, I like find a place, and it has to be like kind of like a hole in the wall, and I'll be like, all right, I'm gonna try that. The most recent one is actually by my Thai, which I had last night.
Yep.
What's it called?
By My Thai.
Where's that?
It's not far from me.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good.
All right.
And so I mean,
good Thai food, huh?
Yeah.
It was
really good. Like,
I mean, you got one of the straight up best Thai places in all of Metro Detroit, right here in your backyard.
I do.
That's true.
But the thing is that, you know,
he actually, when you lived in Clawson, you had one of the best.
I went from Bangkok Silver Bowl.
Place
right up on
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's
I've had some of the best meals I've ever had have come out of Bangkok Silver Bowl.
Best food from the worst service.
See, so Mr. Blix in the chat saying hashtag support local. I think that's totally true.
Yeah.
I think, especially if you live in a big city, there's places that you can discover that will outperform any chain you could ever think of.
Definitely.
Flat out.
You know what? Around here, there's a lot of barbecue places. There's no chain to them. It's just the one place, and they're so good. Woodpile and Clawson.
A little late, but to the burger conversation we had, and even honorable mention to Smashburger.
I like Smashburger.
I'll say this. The thing that I really like about certain regions, especially now that we travel a lot for work, is people spin on burgers. So, like, I'll go to a place, and if it has a very large, like, Mediterranean or, like, Muslim population, there's a lot of halal meat and a lot of lamb that you could go get. And, bro, I had one of the best lamb burgers that I ever had in my life. And it was so, so good in a restaurant.
Like lamb would dry out when you make a burger out of it.
It does not, sir. It does not.
There's a turkey burger that I used to get at Cass Cafe where they would put, like, I don't know if it was the spices or the actual breading from falafels in with the meat.
Ooh.
And it absorbed all that flavor, and it was so good. Oh my God. That's actually a great restaurant all around. Downtown Detroit is the Cass Cafe. Extremely local. You can even go in there and buy art from local artists.
That's
yeah.
cool.
It's a super super awesome place. Yeah, it's kind of hipstery. I will say that it's pretty hipstery.
My mouth is watering so much right now.
The cool thing is that's like one of my favorite things to do. Just to sort of bring this full circle is like one of my favorite things to do when somebody comes to town. And I think everybody should do this. So, Skuro, do this next time we're out on the West Coast because you haven't done this, so you failed. But is find your favorite places to eat and take somebody.
You don't want to go have dinner with Skuro.
Of course I don't. It was an example. Of course I don't want to.
I don't know. He was the one, though, that suggested that that place we went to after the Overwatch League the first year.
Yeah.
Which is like a sort of like gamer streaming.
Oh, yeah. Kind
of you talk about that place we had to drive 8 damn hours to get to?
No, the place that was near Blizzard Arena.
Yeah, it was actually
near Blizzard.
Yeah, it was like right down the street from the Blizzard Arena.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Place was pretty cool.
Yeah. No, that place was cool.
I don't think I ate anything there.
I don't think I ate anything there either.
I'm talking about specifically food.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that they had food, but...
No, specifically...
I think when we got there, they were done serving food at that point because it was way after midnight as well.
Yeah.
That sounds about
right. Yeah, that's the key, man. If you want to bond with people or you want to, you know, really get people to sort of entrench themselves in the culture of your town or place, take them somewhere local to eat that they know they can't go anywhere else.
Yeah, that they can't get that.
They can't get that anywhere else, yeah. Man. So I think that's important.
I agree. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap up our food discussion for today. Thanks so much for hanging out for the Checkpoint XP podcast. CheckpointXP.com is where you can find out more info about the show, interviews from past episodes, and a whole lot more. That's all over at CheckpointXP.com. Stay up to date on all the latest by following us on social media, Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And if you like the show, consider dropping by our Apple Podcast feed and giving us a rating and a review. Checkpoint XP is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. For the Checkpoint XP crew, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan, my name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to the Checkpoint XP podcast. Make sure you subscribe to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also, tune into our weekly radio show. For more information and the latest on esports and gaming, go to CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.